I understand everything kind of started falling apart early this morning.
Yeah, we started monitoring the Beaver Creek at about 9 o'clock yesterday morning. It was kind of on a slow rise up until about 2 o'clock this morning. And between 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock, rather than coming up inches, it started to come up feet. And at 4 o'clock, we notified city officials, told them it looked like we should put the emergency plan in place. And since then, it's been coming up extremely fast. Water is flowing over Ridge Avenue, which is 3 miles west of New Hartford. It's a county gravel road that kind of acts as a dike, and water started to flow over there and eventually has started to cut out part of the gravel road. So our big concern is that it washes out completely.
Now, as far as that's west of town. Is that a levee that could possibly be breached? Then, what the Weather Service is saying, something about the levee on Terrace is breached. Is that correct or not correct?
Well, and we've heard the same thing. What we're looking at right now is Ridge Avenue, which, like I said, acts as a levee. Really isn't a levee on Terrace Avenue. Terrace Avenue is only a mile west of town. That goes underwater fairly frequently. But the road on Ridge Avenue is what is our biggest concern.
Okay, how many people are we talking about affected? Did you ask the entire town of New Hartford or just portion of New Hartford to evacuate?
No, we have alerted the entire town of New Hartford.
Okay, so we're talking 600 some people.
Yeah, everybody remembers what it was like in 2008, and there's very few houses that with a big movement of water through here. There's very few homes that are unaffected.
Okay, and part of the problem, too, in New Hartford, for people who don't understand, a lot of people, because they are in the floodplain, they don't have basements. So it's not like they can, go anywhere, and escape this kind of thing. So they need to get out.
Yep.
Okay. And I understand there is the Red Cross has told me that they do have a shelter set up in the Boyd Building in Shell Rock for people who need to go there.
Yes, that is correct.
Just for people who don't quite understand, Beaver Creek is kind of a little entity into itself. It's the flash flooding. It's the 3 and 4 and 5 inches of rain that fall in a short period of time that makes that one so different than some of the other rivers.
Well, one of the unique things about the Beaver is its watershed actually picks up water clear over just about to the interstate. It's got a pretty big watershed that it's drawing water, and we're picking up that water that was in Geneva and Ackley, that 10-inch rainfall yesterday. And another thing that compounds this is the Beaver does flow in to the Cedar, and the Cedar is running fairly full and even on the rise a little bit, so we don't have the best outlet for the water. So they're kind of caught in the middle right here.
Okay. Anything that I didn't ask that you think people need to know? Other than, please don't come to New Hartford and look.
that's the big thing. We've got enough people trying to move belongings out and people trying to get sandbags around town. There's a number of state troopers here that are trying to help us with, the people just driving around looking, helping us with traffic control. But we don't need any more people in town right now.